and welcome to The Update. I'm Michelle Stevenson. Another asylum seeker who was released from immigration detention has been charged with breaching their visa conditions. The 37-year-old Afghan-born man, who's one of around 150 set free after the High Court overturned indefinite detention, is accused of failing to meet a curfew. Shadow Home Affairs Minister James Patterson says this is the second former detainee to be charged in recent days.
This, of course, follows 10 of them who were charged earlier in the year, but none of those charges could be brought because the Albanese government stuffed up the visa conditions.
The man has been refused bail after facing court. A grim warning from the Treasurer today that Australia's economic growth is likely to falter as the Middle East conflict rages on. The federal government says next month's budget will need to be carefully calibrated to keep inflation in check. Amid concerns, cost of living relief could hurt the economy in the long run. Treasurer Jim Chalmers says it'll be a tight balancing act.
Because of this international uncertainty, the budget will downgrade forecasts for growth. There will be a downgrade for China, Japan and the UK, and there will be other changes in the forecast that we will finalise in the next couple of weeks.
The PM, meantime, is in Papua New Guinea for talks with his counterpart. Anthony Albanese will also attend a commemoration dinner before he begins walking part of the Kokoda track tomorrow. Accused triple murderer Erin Patterson has been told she's facing a long delay to having her case heard in regional Victoria. The 49-year-old isn't keen on having the matter moved to Melbourne or even fast-tracked to the Supreme Court because she would prefer it to be heard in her local community. The magistrate warning it would likely see her held in custody for more than a year. And Australia is hosting the World Health Summit for the first time in history. Leaders and experts from all around the world are coming together to address urgent global health challenges. Sport and entertainment are next. To Sport and Football Australia has announced New South Wales, Queensland and WA as the proposed host states for its Women's Asia Cup bid for 2026. Australia is the sole bidder for the event. The hosting rights aren't expected to be formally confirmed until May. In your entertainment news now, and Taylor Swift has taken to social media to share all the positive reviews of her latest album, The Tortured Poets Department. It comes as one magazine excluded a critic's byline on a less than favourable review amid fears of harassment from Swifties. And a broken foot wasn't going to keep Victoria Beckham from celebrating her 50th with friends. The former Spice Girl, who walked in with crutches, apparently kicking off her stilettos and dancing until the early hours of the morning. And that's the latest from the Nova Podcast news team. We'll have another episode of The Update for you tomorrow. I'm Michelle Stevenson.